The longest-serving woman in Congress said today that she will not seek re-election next year. Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland was first elected to the House in 1976, and 10 years later she was elected to the Senate. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Mikulski announced her decision in her hometown of Baltimore, not far from where she first became active in politics, organizing against a planned freeway that would have destroyed her neighborhood. The 78-year-old Mikulski said it came down to how she wanted to spend the next 2 years.
Do I spend my time raising money, or do I spend my time raising hell? Do I focus on my election, or do I focus on the next generation?
Mikulski, though short in stature, is known as a tough and tenacious advocate, a vicious terrier, the Baltimore Sun once called her. Trained as a social worker, she's been a reliable liberal vote on social and fiscal issues. She rose up the ladder on the Senate Appropriations Committee to become its first female chair, looking out for home state concerns ranging from the Goddard Space Flight Center to the National Institutes of Health. Asked today what she was most proud of, Mikulski cited the groundbreaking nature of her career.
When I came to the Senate, I was the only Democratic woman. I was the first elected in her own right. But I said, though I was the first, I didn't want to be the only.
And she isn't. There are now 20 women in the Senate, whom Mikulski meets weekly for lunch. Political science professor Roy Myers of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, says that is her legacy.
Many of the women that came into the Senate and the House, regardless of whether they were Republicans or Democrats, really viewed her as a role model, since she was really a groundbreaker in terms of making sure that the voices of women legislators would be taken seriously.
Mikulski says she has no health problems, nor is she frustrated in the Senate, though she is now back in the minority. Her decision to retire is sure to set off a scramble among Democrats and some Republicans to replace her, as she joked today.
Maryland has a lot of talent, and they'll be telling you about it within the next 10 minutes. So,
UMBC's Roy Myers.
If I counted all the candidates in the Democratic Party who are thinking about going to this race, I wouldn't have enough fingers on my two hands. I might need at least a third hand to count them all.
Among the names being mentioned are Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake and several Democratic members of the state's congressional delegation, including Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards, Labor Secretary Tom Perez, and former Governor Martin O'Malley, who's considering a long-shot presidential bid. On the Republican side, names being floated include former Governor Bob Ehrlich and Congressman Andy Harris. Brian Naylor, NPR News.